Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Sunday, where he allowed us to make it through a week and allowed us to get back together. And we say to God be the glory for the great things that he has done, that he's continuing to do in all of our lives. We know that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we don't know where we would be. We thank God today that God is on our side. And if God be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. So we thank God for his keeping power. We thank God for how he continues to watch over us. So we thank him that early this morning he touched us with a finger of love and we were able to get up and see another brand new day. And we were able to experience new mercies on today. And we thank God that he's still watching over us both day and night. And so we give him all honor. We give him all glory. We give him all praise. Because truly God is worthy to be praised. I'm going to say that again. Truly God is worthy to be praised. I think I'm going to say that one more time. Truly God is worthy to be praised. Come on, let's put our hands together and give God some praise this morning. Because truly God is worthy to be praised. I don't know about you, but God has been good to me. And I know down through the years that he's been good to you. And so let's put our hands together. Give God a sacrifice of praise. Might have been a rough week, might have been a tough week, might not feel good this morning, but we want to put our hands together and give God some praise. Give God the glory, because truly God is worthy of all the praise and all the glory. The psalmist said, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, that his name is worthy to be praised. And so we thank God today for just allowing us to be able to praise him, to be able to lift up his name, to be able to give him a sacrifice of praise, to be able to thank him for all the things that he's done, to be able just to say, God, I thank you for being in my life. God, I thank you for being in my spirit. God, I thank you for all the things that you continue to do. God, I just thank you that all the danger seen and unseen, you kept me, God. You kept me in all my ways, and I just thank you this morning, God, because there's none like you. I said there's none like you. No one else can do the things that you do. And so we thank God for being God and being God all by himself. I thank God for our church family. Thank God for your prayers. Thank God for your ministry. Thank God for your faithfulness. Thank God for your words, encouragement. Thank you for your phone calls, your cards, your texts, all the ways that we are still communicating with each other. I just thank God, amen, that God has continued to bless us, even in the midst of a great global pandemic, even in the midst of a great economic recession, even in the midst of all the things that we're going through right now. God has kept us, and he's blessed us, and he's continuing to make ways for us. And so for that reason, we need to give him the praise. We need to give him the honor. We need to give him the glory. Somebody said, I don't look like what I've been through, but God has blessed me and kept me and continued to keep and bless me. And so we say to God be the glory. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but sometimes you just have to just continue to praise God. And that's one of the things that I found out, is that if you can continue to praise God and it's a continuous praise, what happens is the good times come and I can praise him. The bad times come and I can praise him. In other words, I'm consistent in my praise, because I know in good times and bad times, no matter what the situation or the circumstance, God is still good. Amen. And so we should be like the psalmist that says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And when we learn to get there and we learn to stay there, what happens is, in spite of it all, amen, we're still giving God the glory. Amen? Amen. All right. We are going to ask that we open up with a word of prayer this morning. I'm going to ask Reverend Lindsay. Amen. If she would open us up with a word of prayer this morning. Good morning, Reverend Lindsay.
Good morning, Pastor Kason. God bless you. So good to fellowship with you and the other saints one more time with the heart of God. So I give God all the glory, all the honor, and the praise this morning, because truly he's been mighty good unto us. He brought us through another week in spite of what it might look like, feel like. God was faithful. He has not failed us. So we thank God this morning, because truly his name is worthy to be praised.
Yeah.
As the songwriter said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and righteous name. And, oh God, we come to you this morning with a heart of gratitude. We come this morning thanking you, Father, for another beautiful Sunday, O God. Father God, we thank you because you have been good unto us. You've been faithful unto us, O God. You have not failed us, O God. Father God, you have looked on us with an eye of pity and compassion. And we thank you this morning, Father God. We thank you for the grace and the mercy that you've given us one more time, Father. One more time, O God, that we can come together again and to sing and to praise and to worship your holy name. And Father God, we are grateful for this beautiful Sunday morning that you have given us, Father. We thank you, Lord, in spite of the aches, in spite of the pains, in spite of the trials and the tribulations, O God. Your word is still true. Your word, O God, is still healing, still saving, and still delivering, O God. So we bless you this morning, Father. Father God, we come this morning thanking you, Father, because, Lord Jesus, you've given us one more opportunity to get it right, O God. And, Father God, we all have sinned and come short of your glory. And, Father God, I pray this morning in the mighty name of Jesus that as you move from heart to heart and from breast to breast, O God, Father God, that as you look on us, Jesus, as your children, O God, that you will cleanse us this morning, O God, from all unrighteousness. And, Father God, any sin, anything in there, Father God, that's not pleasing to you this morning, Father, I pray that you will wash us, O God. Wash us in the blood of Jesus and sanctify us in your word, O God. And, Father God, as you wash us, fill us with more and more of your Holy Spirit, O God, that we will be more like you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you for this privilege and this opportunity just to come before your throne one more time. Father God, we bless you because you've been mighty good unto us. We thank you, O God, because you have blessed us this week, O God, with a roof over our head. You have put food in our refrigerator. You put clothing on our back. And, O God, you gave us a reasonable portion of health and strength, O God, that this morning, O God, we know that we're in the land of the living. And, Father God, we're in our right mind, O God, that we can pick up the telephone or whatever mode that you have given us, that we can listen to your word, O God, that we can encourage one another, O God, and that we can lift you up, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for making an opportunity, O God, for us to fellowship, O God. We realize, O God, that we might not be holding hands and in person, O God, but we're not shut out, O God. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, O God, that moves from heart to heart and breast to breast, connecting us, O God, to you, Lord Jesus, and to one another. We are grateful this morning, Father. And, Father God, I pray that you will look on Pastor Kason this morning. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to build him up, O God. Father God, I pray that as he preach your word today, Lord Jesus, O God, that you would open up our ears and open up our hearts, O God, that we might receive your word, Father. O God, that some soul will be delivered, O God, that someone will have peace, O God, that someone will have the comfort to know that you meet every need, O God. We are grateful this morning, Father. And then, Father God, I pray for First Lady Kason. I pray that you will look on her mightily this morning, O God. Continue to strengthen her as only you can, Father. O God, I pray for the First Family. I pray that you would look on them, O God. Bless their going out and their coming in. O Father God, I pray that you will continue to strengthen, continue to heal, continue to be a way maker unto them. And then, Father God, I pray for the Heart of God Baptist Church in its entirety, Father God. I pray that you would look on each and every member, O God. Father God, you know what they stand in the need of this morning, Father. I pray that you will touch, heal, and deliver, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, that you will touch them, Father God. Father God, somebody just need a closer relationship with you this morning, Father. I pray that you will meet that every need, Father. Somebody need peace, oh, God. Somebody need a healing this morning, oh, God. Father God, somebody cried all night long because they didn't know how they were going to make it, oh, God. I pray this morning, Lord Jesus, that you will be their Jehovah Jireh. Oh, God, that you will give them that job that they need. Father God, that you will give them that food that they need. Oh, God, that you will pay the mortgage and the rent, oh, God. And, Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, not only that you will meet their physical needs, but you will take care of their spiritual needs, their financial needs, their mental needs, and their moral needs, oh, God. Father God, we thank you for just doing all that you have done for us this week. Even before we were born in our mother's womb, you know we would come to this day, Lord. And Father God, I pray that you would look on all those that are sick this morning, especially those with coronavirus. Oh God, I pray that you would touch your people, Lord. Help us to seek your face, oh God, to seek your way, oh God. You have enough medicine, Lord Jesus. You can heal anything, Father. And we're going to continue to trust you. We're going to continue to believe in your word that you can do all things. You can do anything except fail. And we're going to trust you this morning, Lord Jesus. And Father God, not only I pray for the Heart of God, but I pray, Father God, for churches everywhere. I pray for all the pastors and churches that are teaching and preaching righteousness in your name, for your glory and for your honor, O God. I pray that you strengthen your churches this morning, O God. Father God, as the word go forth, O God, that souls will still be converted, O God, that man will know without a shadow of doubt that you're God and you're God all by yourself. We bless you and we praise you this morning. We thank you for meeting every need. We thank you for just being a mighty good God. We thank you, Father, that you sit high and you look low. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you are acquainted with man and all his ways, Father. Oh, God, help us to submit unto you, Lord Jesus. And, Father God, as we submit, Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to keep us bound in your love, in your grace, and in your mercy. Continue to allow us to praise you, O God, and give you all the glory. We thank you, Father. We thank you for that you have done. that you're doing and that you will continue to do. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we love you because you first loved us when we was lost in sin and iniquity. So we thank you this morning. We thank you for that agape love. We thank you for that undying love. We thank you, Father God, for just going to the cross for us. And we thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word of truth, oh God. And we thank you for your church, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the heart of God this morning, oh God. We thank you for these your people, Father. Oh God, I pray that you bless their going out. Hallelujah, Jesus. And they're coming in, oh God. Keep them as the apple of your eye, Lord Jesus. And continue to strengthen them, Father, through all your power. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, oh God. Bless them and keep them in your love, your grace, and your mercy. And we'll forever give you the praise. We thank you for these and all blessings. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank Reverend Lindsay for that fervent prayer. I tell you, I thank God for the prayers of the righteous. Thank God for the prayers of the old school. Thank God for the prayers of the young school. Thank God for the prayers of those who know the Lord. Because it's prayer, amen, that, and communication with God that helps us to make it day by day. And so we thank God for that. And, speaking of making it day by day, before we go to the phone lines for a testimony this morning, I just want everyone to know that what you're going through and what you're feeling, God knows all about it. And sometimes you might feel that you're in the valley and you might feel like the light's not shining, and you might feel like you're going through a period of depression, a low-grade depression. Former First Lady of the United States, Mr. Michelle Obama, shared with the media this week that she felt sometimes she was going through a low-grade depression by what was going on with the current administration, with release of brutality, with seeing too many times on the news another young black person or a black person being misused or abused. And so just know that your feelings are real, and there's nothing to be ashamed about what you're going through. You don't have to put on a fake smile with God and tell everybody everything's all right. When you're feeling down sometimes and you're feeling blue and you feel like you're in the valley, so just know that God knows all about it. Know that he's going to work it out and that he can sustain you while you're going through these things. And realize that trouble don't last always. But I just want you to know that we're praying with you and praying for you, that God will continue to hold you, that God will continue to keep you, that God will continue to encourage your heart. Because I know we all need encouragement during these times that we're living in. One of the songs that I like sometimes when I'm feeling down and feel like, you know, you're in a valley, I don't even know who sang the song, but it's called There's a Lily in the Valley. And if you know that song, we're just going to sing a little bit of that this morning. And we're going to go to the phone lines and we're going to hear your testimonies. But know that it's okay. You're human. You go through some ups and go through some downs. Your faith is rooted and grounded in the Lord, but that doesn't negate the fact that you're still human and that you still have some ups and downs. There's a lily in the valley, found it to be bright as the morning star. There's a lily in the valley, found it to be bright in the morning sun. There is a lily in the valley, found it to be bright in the morning sun. There is a lily in the valley, bright as the morning star. Amen. 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 in the valley, found it to be bright as the morning star. There is joy in the valley, bright as the morning star. There is joy in the valley, bright as the morning star. Amen. 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 There is peace in the valley, found it to be bright as the morning star. There is peace in the valley, bright as the morning star. There is peace in the valley, bright as the morning star. Amen. 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 I found Jesus in the valley, found him to be bright as the morning star. I found Jesus in the valley, bright as the morning star. Amen. 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 There is joy in the valley, found it to be bright as the morning star. There is joy in the valley, bright as the morning star. Amen, amen. In the valley, joy. In the valley, I got peace. In the valley, I got love. In the valley, I got Jesus. In the valley, I got love. In the valley, in the valley, in the valley. Amen. And sometimes you just got to sing your way through the valley. You just got to continue to press your way through the valley. Even when you get to the point where you feel a little down, you still can throw up your hand. You still can wave your hand. You can still throw your head back and say hallelujah anyhow. So we thank God, amen, that he is the lily in the valley. We're going to go to the phone lines this morning. We're going to go to the last four digits, 0025. Good morning.
Good morning. This morning, Pastor. Good morning.
How's it going this morning?
Doing fine, thank you. I just want to say this morning that I'm grateful this morning for my family and for my church family and for my pastor and first lady. I'm grateful to God that he has allowed me to still be here in the land of the living. I'm grateful to God for just continuing to give me the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance to continue to stand strong in him. God is great and greatly to be praised. And I just thank God for shielding me and protecting me. And I will trust in the Lord until I die. And so I just come this morning with an attitude of gratitude to God because I am so grateful for the many blessings that he has bestowed upon me, not only me, but my family, and my church family and all of us. So I just thank God on this morning. Have a blessed week.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, First Lady. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, everyone. I'm grateful just to be here. I'm grateful for all of your prayers that are being sent up. And we know that the Lord is in the blessing business because we're all still here, and I just thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
And I am grateful for all the love that we show to one another, phone calls, text messages, whatever we need to do, we are doing it. And God is blessing us, and God is pleased with what we are doing. And we just got to keep everyone lifted up in prayer, call someone, give them words of encouragement, and just keep the family unit tight. And that's what we need to do. We need to just pray for one another and keep everyone arms of protection around us, going out and coming in. And I just thank the Lord that we will be together soon. We have to wait on when the Lord says so, not when man says so. And I just thank him for all of his the great things he is doing. And I thank him for being a lily in the valley, because sometimes we do get in the valley, but he's still there with us. And everyone, I love you. You all have a blessed week. Just hugs and kisses. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you, First Lady. Yeah, I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3598. 3598, good morning.
God bless. Praise God for another day that we never seen before and never see again. Thank God for everyone under the sound of this voice, that God is blessed. For the pastor, the family, church family, all those who are going through, God will bring you through.
We're going to
read from Psalm 23, beginning at the first verse. It said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And we'll drop down to the fourth verse. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, thou comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Be blessed.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Heart of God family. It's a blessing to be in the land of the living. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God that came by 209 this week. And he answered all the prayers that Heart of God has been sending up for me and my family. And I thank you all one by one. It's a blessing to know that when you serve him, he answers your prayers, not the way you want them, but he's always on time.
Yeah.
It's a glorious week for my family. We've been working in the vineyards for years and years and years, and each time he has met the call. He's answered the prayers. He's released us from all the stress. And I say to you all this morning, stop focusing on stress. You are, and remember, we are blessed by the best. You all have a happy Sunday. Enjoy life. Trust in the Lord. Believe it in your heart and have the faith to know that he does what he says he's going to do. We don't have to worry about that. Only thing we should do is continue to serve him, live the life of Christ, keep your faith, and love him with all of your heart, because he loves us. And I and my family love the Lord and love you. God bless you, Pastor First Lady. We thank you for all that you do. We love you. Have a blessed Sunday.
Amen.
Good morning, Pastor First Lady. Good morning to all of you that are on the line this morning. I have to say, to God be the glory for what he can do and for the things that he's done for me in my life. I know that he's a great God, he's a good God, he's a healer, and he's a deliverer. And I just want to say, thank God. He can do anything but fail. So I thank him for his grace and his mercy and that all that he has done and he will continue to do in my life and all of y'all's life. So be blessed, everyone, and have a wonderful week.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7351. 7351. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor, and good morning, First Lady. It is good to hear your voice today, and good morning to everyone else who is listening to this voice of mine. I just want to let you know that God has been good, is always good, and he will continue to be good. I thank him for watching over my family, my friends, and the members of Heart of God Church, Lord, and he has brought us through one more week. While he is working on our dilemma, he's holding us and keeping us, and we are keeping our faith in him, knowing that he is going to bring us through. Praise the Lord, and to God be all the glory. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 2256. 2256, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say good morning, Pastor, First Lady, everybody on the line, Heart of God Baptist. I thank God for just allowing me to see another day. God has been good. I've been going through some issues with my legs, but I'm still able to move them, even though they're hard to move sometimes. Thank God for having an activity in my limbs. He has just really been good. He continues to keep us. He can't keep us in our right mind.
Yeah.
He keeps me strong. He, like I say, even though I may have a few issues, but he's still keeping me strong, you know. And I just thank him. I thank you all for your prayers and words of encouragement. And like I said, I just can't thank God enough for what he has done for me and my family, and we all on the line again, so I know God is keeping you all, and I pray that he will continue to keep you. He's a good God, and I trust him with everything. Can't thank him enough, like I said. You all be blessed.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 6947. 6947, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I just want to say that I'm glad to hear everybody on the line this morning. And, yes, you might hear the little munchkin in the back. But I have another song for you all this week. It's called Lord, You Are Good. Lord, You Are Good. You've been so good, Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good to me. So many doors you've opened, so many ways you've made, so many times you've healed me, You've been better than good to me. So many doors you've opened, so many ways you've made, so many times you've healed me. You've been better than good to 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 me. Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good to me. That's my song for you all this morning.
Amen. Well, thank you for your song and your testimony this morning. Appreciate that. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3504. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, sir. Just saying, you know, thanks be to God. Everybody's song that's, you know, everybody's sung this far, man, you know, it's just a testimony of, you know, how good God is. And, you know, just understand that no matter what, you know what I'm saying? I've my testimony a little bit too long. I'll share it with y'all a little later. But, you know, the way that God is moving and he is directing me in life is showing that no matter what, no matter if that some people are going to try to stop whatever God has for you, but I came to tell you that no matter what people try to do, God is going to have the last say-so. And the same person that told you that you couldn't, God is going to elevate you in front of them, and all they can be able to do is look in awe. And the people that are attacking you and trying to hurt you, just remember that God said that he will use your enemy as your footstool. So just reassure that whatever you're going through, it's going to be okay. You know, we as Christians, we as God's people, we got to have more joy stories. Like, we don't want to keep having, oh, we having down days, because God is still God. No matter what's going on, no matter how you feel, no matter what's going on in your life, God is still God. And I heard before that, you know, sometimes you just got to walk through that valley of the shadow of death, you know, because sometimes you can't just get to the other side. You can't always climb the mountains where you see the birds chirping and the sun is shining. Sometimes God has had to drag you through the dirt. But if you knew what God had for you on the other side, you would beg him to drag you through that valley of the shadow of death. You would ask God to bring all the drama. You would ask the enemy, is that all you have? Because when you get to the other side, you will be stronger, you'll be wiser, and you'll be better.
Yeah.
So just praise be to God and keep going. Whoever needs to hear that, keep going. Don't matter. Keep going. You're going to get knocked down, but keep going. Remember that the enemy plays his best defense on the goal line. And I'm going to leave that there.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. The last four digits, 1741. 1741. Good morning.
Good morning, praise God. I thank God this morning for just being the author and the finisher of my faith. I thank God for giving me an opportunity just to be able to praise his name and to thank him for his healing virtue. I thank him. He's a mighty good God. I thank him for my church, Heart of God Baptist Church. I thank him for you, Pastor and First Lady. I thank him for each and every member. I thank him for my family and for friends and loved ones. And I just thank God this morning. My heart is full of joy, with Jesus' joy, because truly he's mighty good. He's a mighty good God. And we all had them damn moments. Might have been times that we gone through depression. I went through a bout of depression. But I praise God for the power of prayer. Because when it happened, hallelujah, Jesus, my mom and other prayer warriors, oh God, they prayed and Jesus stepped in and he made a difference.
Yeah.
So he is still in the healing business. Nothing is impossible with him. And I just want to read a couple of verses from Psalm 18. It's a song of David. He said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. God is our strength. And when we love him, hallelujah, Jesus, we can go through that valley, that shadow of death.
Yeah.
It says shadow of death. Hallelujah. And then he said, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my butler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. And then verse 3, he said, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And we thank Jesus this morning for the power of the blood, because he defeated the enemy at the cross. And we thank him, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank him and praise him this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the trials and the tribulations. Thank you for the valleys. Thank you for the mountaintops. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you, church. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 6548. 6548. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor, members and friends of the church and First Lady. I just want to be thankful that I hear all you guys' voices, and I just... for God, for all of us, Lord. I'm truly blessed for just having all you guys in my heart, in my favor, and I just want to say thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 4629. 4629. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Just like to say that I'm glad to hear everybody. Thankful for God for keeping me through these times, get me through another week, continue to see him work in my life and everybody else's life. Glad to have my family here. Good to hear everybody. Glad to hear my sister sing that song, brought back some memories of us playing, me, Jamal, Renee, everybody there, praising God. And it's what we love to do, and we're going to continue to do it. I thank God for allowing us to still be here, and I hope to get back to it soon. And I pray that God keeps every single one of us as he always does.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Thank God for everyone's testimony. Truly, it's a blessing to hear you, those that are on Facebook, those that are on the internet. It's just a blessing to be able to hear and see and fellowship with you and know that God made a way for us to be able to come together Sunday after Sunday. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your faithfulness toward God, and thank you for your love toward everyone. And it's just a blessing to know that God is still there for us. God is still holding us together. God is still making a way for us. And in due time, in his time, he will allow us to come back together in person. But until then, we're just going to realize that God is everywhere all the time, and that the church is in us, and we are the church. And thank God for the building, but we thank God that we house the church inside of us, and we say to God, be the glory. Amen? Amen. We are getting ready to go to the Word of God today, and the Word of God comes to us today from the Old Testament book of Joshua, the Old Testament book of Joshua, and we'll be looking at chapter 4, the Old Testament book of Joshua, chapter 4. We want to encourage you today that God, amen, is continuing to bless us through his word, through his spirit, through his people, and that God is the one that we can continue to turn to and that he has shown himself strong and mighty down through the years. So we continue to give him the glory that he deserves. So I want to invite your attention to Joshua, the fourth chapter, and we want to begin at verse 17. When you get a chance, as always, read the entire chapter for more context. But we want to start it at verse 17, and we want to read down to verse 24. And I'll be reading the King James Version this morning. And it says, Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, Come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned into their place and flowed over all his banks as they did before. Verse 19 says, And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and camped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. Verse 20 says, And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And in verse 21 he says, And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, When your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean these stones? Verse 22, he says, Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan from before you until ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over. And then verse 24 says that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. For a few moments this morning, we'd like to speak from the subject, the mighty hand of God. The mighty hand of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. Father, I ask that you would forgive me of my sins, O God, that you would be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. O God, that I might be a pure vessel used by you. O God, that the sinners would be converted, the saints would be edified. But most of all, God, you would receive honor and glory to your name. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. The mighty hand of God. The background for the book of Joshua is that Moses was the leader at that time. Moses had led God's people out of the land of Egypt that was under the rule of Pharaoh. And there came a time where God sent Moses to explain to Pharaoh that it was time that he would let his people go. But there are times when leaders' hearts are hardened, where they refuse to do what is right. And for whatever purpose, God hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not allow Moses be able to reason with him that he would let the people go. Many of us have experienced leadership, and whether it was in the churches or whether it's in politics or whether it's in homes, where it seemed like the hearts of the leaders were hardened and that it created a difficult situation that you had to endure. And for whatever reason, God allows these leaders to be in power. He allows them to be in power for a specific period of time. And at his appointed time, God, through his mighty hand, steps in and shows, amen, God's power over man. And the limitless or the limited power that man has, God eventually comes through and shows himself mighty and shows himself strong. And so Moses was able to lead God's people out of the land of Egypt under the control of Pharaoh. They were in the desert where Pharaoh's army was behind them, and the mountains were on every side, and there was a river called the Red Sea before them. But God showed himself mighty when it seemed like that all hope was gone, when it seemed like that they were in the valley of the shadow of death, when it seemed like there was no way out of no way. God instructed his servant Moses to use what was in his hand, and Moses by faith stretched forth his rod, and the Red Sea stood up on its end, and God's people were able to come over the bed of the Red Sea on dry land. So they were able to follow Moses, and they were able to follow him. And during the time that they followed him, God raised up children that would be obedient to God. And those that were not obedient, they passed off, and they carcasses fell in the wilderness because they would not be obedient to God. But I'm here to tell you this morning that there's always a faithful few that will be obedient to God, and that God will allow his grace and his mercy to be in their lives, that whatever they stand in the need of, God's mighty hand will provide. And so as Moses got older and those old saints that weren't obedient to God, those old people that questioned God, passed off the scene, God raised up someone by the name of Joshua. And Joshua was a younger generation. So like many generations that have those that follow down through the years, God always raises someone up. All of us can look back over our lives and see the leaders that God raised up in our lives and the leaders of the leaders. And we've seen that there were many pastors and preachers and many mothers and many fathers and many deacons and many sisters and brothers that led the way, continue to trust God and continue to press forward in God and continue to watch the mighty hand of God, that even in the midst of difficult situations and circumstances, they trusted God, and they would tell you and tell us that all we had to do was continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the trial, that the mighty hand of God would prevail. And a lot of times when we were young, we didn't realize it and we didn't understand it, but when it came our time to have faith, when it came our time to stand on the promises of God, when it came our time to be able to trust God and rely on his mighty hand, when it came our time, there was a memory, there was a place in our life where we remembered the Moses of our life. We remembered the grandmothers. We remembered the grandfathers. We remembered the deacons. We remembered the sisters and the brothers that told us that there's going to come a time where you're going to have to lean and depend on God yourself. And if you continue to lean and depend on God for yourself, God will show himself mighty in your life. Just like he showed himself mighty in the lives of those who came before us, God is not a respecter of person, and God does not change, and God will show himself mighty in your life. And so as Moses is getting ready to pass off the scene, we see Joshua picking up the mantle, and God is instructing Joshua in the things that he's going to do. And I don't know about you, but there's certain things that God can do that nobody else can do. There's certain things that God has done that nobody else could do. And as we look back over our lives and the lives of those who come before us and in the lives of our loved ones, we see what I call mile markers. And these markers are points in time in your life where God has done something, amen, in your life. And if you look at the interstates that encompass these United States of America and you drive from one state to another, there are mile markers that will begin at the beginning of the state line to the end of the state line. And as you're traveling along the highway, you'll see markers and you'll understand where you're going, how far you came, and how far you have to go. As you look at these mile markers, they're sometimes along the way what we call landmarks. And landmarks delineate, amen, that this is a place and this place has been established and this place has been here and this place has stood here for X number of years and for XYZ reason that this landmark is here. And as you travel the mile markers and you get to the various landmarks, you begin to understand that someone has traveled along the way before you. Someone has put down the mile markers. Someone has put down the landmarks, and someone has prepared the way. And so as you travel down the highway, as you travel past the mile markers, as you travel past the landmarks, you can see the hand of those who thought about it, who planned it out, who laid it down, who made a way so that you can travel down the highway with the least amount of resistance, with the least amount of danger, with the least amount of problems. But that doesn't negate the fact that every now and then as you're traveling down there are mile markers that will have a flat tire. There's mile markers where you have a overheated engine. There's mile markers where you run out of gas. There's landmarks that you come through that you say that you were glad you were able to come to the landmark, because you know that if you come to the landmark, you'll be able to make it further down the road. All because someone's hand has taking the time to lay out the markers and lay out the milestones and lay out the path for you to go. And so we thank God for those who have laid out the markers and the land marks along the interstates and along the highway. But as Christians, we realize that we're not traveling on pavement made by man. We're not looking at mile markers made by man. We're not looking at landmarks that were made, amen, by man, but we're traveling down the King's highway. There was a song that the old saints used to sing that there's a highway to heaven and there's none can walk up there but the pure in heart. There's a highway to heaven walking up the King's highway. And when we realize that we're going up the King's highway, when we realize that we're traveling the mile markers that God has laid out in our lives, when we realize that God has planted landmarks in our lives, we realize that God has been preparing us, God has been preparing the way, and that God has laid out the landmarks and the old landmarks in our lives, God has put there so we can be encouraged along the way to continue down the King's highway. Song of the old school used to have a song that we're walking up the King's highway. Not only did we walk up the King's highway, but they used to sing, let us all go back to the old landmark and go back to where they were singing and shouting and dancing. And when we understand that there is a place, amen, that God allows us to get relief. There's a place that God allows us to fellowship. There's a relief that we know that God gives us landmarks that we can go and we can see and we can celebrate what God has done in our lives, and we can be assured that God has led the way and God has prepared the way and God will lead us to where we need to go. And so here Joshua is leading God's people to a place where God would give them land that is flowing with milk and honey like he promised. But how many of you know that the road isn't always easy and that there are trouble spots along the journey? That there are times where we get a little weary along the journey. There's times when we get a little discouraged along the journey. But that doesn't negate the fact that we still got to go down life's journey. That doesn't negate the fact that we still have to continue to press our way up the King's Highway. And they realize that God is the one that laid out the mile markers, and God is the one that laid out the landmarks, and God is the one that is going to be with us throughout our journey. And so as I looked at this story of Joshua, as they were getting ready to cover or cross the Jordan River, there was priests that God sent into the flooded water. And I don't know about you, but as I thought about that there was flooded waters, and Joshua gave them specific instructions from God. He said, what I want you to do is I want you to pick up the Ark of the Covenant and I want you to walk toward the flooded water. And as you walk toward the flooded waters, when your feet hit the flooded waters of the Jordan, God said that the waters would stand up on end. He would dry up the bottom of the Jordan River, and the people would be able to walk over on dry land. In other words, what God is telling Joshua and telling the people of God is that this is a thing where you have to walk by faith and not by sight. In order to experience the mighty hand of God in your life, God is expecting you and expecting me that we have to walk by faith and not by sight. Because the things that we see are temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal. We have to understand that God has already made a way, that God has already prepared us for victory, that God has already sent an army before us, that God has already given us the victory. And so what God wants us to do is to trust him that he's already made a way, to trust him that he's already dried up the water, to trust him that he's already dried up the bottom of the sea, to trust him that he's already sent an army, to trust him that he's already given us the victory, and that we just have to be obedient and walk by faith, and no matter what the valley is, no matter what the river is, no matter what the storm is, that when we walk in God, God's mighty hand will protect us, and God's mighty hand will make a way for us. And so we see Joshua telling the people that we're going to go over on dry land. And the priest, as they walked, they saw the water dry up into a heap. And as the people went over, God told the priest to stand in the middle of the Jordan. What is the significance of this? God's anointed priest stood with God's presence in the Ark of the Covenant in the middle of the Jordan River. And you say, well, what why are you so intrigued about this, brother pastor, brother preacher? It's because that in the midst of the flood, come on now, in the midst of the water, in the midst of the most dangerous part of the journey, God was standing in the midst. God's presence was in the midst. And that's what I like about the mighty hand of God, is that no matter where you are in your valley, no matter where you are in your walk of life, no matter where you are on your mile marker. God is in the midst, and God will never leave you nor forsake you. God will stay right there and allow you to be able to be ushered safely from one shore to the next shore. That God will be there in spite of the waters, in spite of the floods, in spite of the enemy, in spite of everything that tried to bring you down. God said, I'm going to be there with you. I'll be there with you in the midst of the flood. I'll be there with you in the midst of the storm. I'll be there with you in the midst of the attack of the enemy. When the enemies come in like a flood, God said, I'll lift the standard and I'll be there for you. All we have to do is watch and see the mighty hand of God and watch God work. And so as they all passed over the Jordan on dry land, God was still in the midst. God didn't allow the floods to overtake them, just like he didn't allow the floods to overtake him in the Red Sea with Moses, that he didn't allow anything to come across them that would hurt them or prevent them from getting to the destination that God wanted them to get to because of the mighty hand of God. And as they came over, God sent the warriors before them so that when they got to the journey and the destination, they wouldn't be attacked by those of the Jericho city and the Jericho fortress. And that's the thing that I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters. God has already given us the victory. God has already prepared the way. God has already sent soldiers to fight the battle before you. God has already worked the situation out. And so all we have to do is watch the mighty hand of God, walk by faith and not by sight. Watch God dry up the Jordan. Watch God send the 40 warriors before him. Watch God do all the things that he said he was going to do, and still in the midst of the trouble be there with you. And when all of them had crossed the Jordan River and the priests were in the midst of the river holding the Ark of the Covenant, God instructed Joshua to send 12 men to go take stones out of the Jordan and that they would set them up as a memorial about the mighty hand of God. When their children asked them, what do these stones mean, that they would be able to say, that is the mighty hand of God, that he is mightier than any nation, and that every nation should fear him. And when we begin to understand, my brothers and sisters, that God has been with us every mile of the way, we can begin to realize that God will never leave us nor forsake us. I'm here to tell you today that there's been some mile markers in my life. And I'm not going to tell them all, but I'm going to tell some of the things that God has done in the life of our church. Have I got a witness today? I've seen you all grow, and I've seen the miles that you had to come along the way. I've seen some of you struggle with sickness, and I've seen some of you struggle with lost loved ones, and I've seen some of you go through periods of time in your life where you had to lean and depend on the Lord. But I'm encouraged today that God showed himself mighty in your life and that God was the mighty hand that showed you the way. I realize that I'm just a man, and there's only but so many things that I can do, but I'm going to be like those that come across the mile markers in the old landmarks, and I'm going to tell you, just like those that have gone on before, when I go back to the old landmark and when I go back to the stones that have been laid down through the years, I'm going to tell you, I might not be able to do the things that they did, but I can trust in the God that they trusted in. Have I got a witness today? When you go back to the old landmark and realize that these people trusted in God. They relied on God. The mighty hand of God brought them through. And I thank God today for Heart of God Church that you're leaning and depending on God. And the mighty hand of God has brought you through. When you lost loved ones, the mighty hand of God comforted you in the midnight hour. Oh, when you lost the job, the mighty hand of God kept food on your table. Have I got a witness today when the doctor said one thing. You trusted in the mighty hand of God, and God healed your body. Have I got a witness today when you didn't know where you was going to be able to stay? God made a roof over your head through the mighty hand of God. Aren't you glad today that God is a mighty God and that he will make a way out of no way? Have I got a witness today that the mighty hand of God, when you started a church in a basement of a man, that God continued with his mighty hand when he took you from the basement to, good God Almighty, the high school with the hard chairs and the unworking air conditioning? The mighty hand of God brought you through when he took you over to a warehouse off of Ritchie Road. The mighty hand of God kept you at Ritchie Road. I'm here to tell you that the mighty hand of God has kept you in the basement. The mighty hand of God has kept you in the high school. The mighty hand of God has kept you in the warehouse. The mighty hand of God has kept you when you can't go through your new house. The mighty hand of God has kept you when your health was bad. God healed your body. God turned it around. God made a way out of no way. God gave you a peace of mind. The mighty hand of God, when you felt like letting go, you went back to the old landmark. Every now and then, I'll pass by Central High School and thank God that he kept us with his mighty hand. Every now and then, I'll drive by 80 Ritchie Road and I thank God for the mighty hand of God. Every now and then, I stop by, good God Almighty, 7100 Chesapeake to make sure things are okay over there. And I thank God for the mighty hand of God that keeps us in the place that we have a building. Every now and then I'll call you, I'll talk to you, I'll hear about what you're going through and realize that the mighty hand of God has kept you throughout the storm, that kept you throughout the pandemic, has kept you in all your ways. The mighty hand of God has kept you when the flood waters came. The mighty hand of God has kept you when trials and tribulation came. The mighty hand of God wipe the tears from your eyes. The mighty hand of God, let every nation know, let every Pharaoh know, let every person know, let every leader know that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. That the mighty hand of God is going to lead us from here and feed us to there. I'm reminded when Jesus told his disciples that he was going away. He said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you to myself. The mighty hand of God is allowing us to walk up the King's highway. Some of us at a mile marker 1, and some of us are at mile marker 200, but we don't know how long the journey is, but we know who the journey's hand's in. The journey's hand is in the mighty hand of God, and we can go and look at the mile markers and the old landmarks along the way and realize that God has been with us every step of the way. Have I got a witness today that God has been with you every step of the way from the moment you was born to the moment right now, that God has been with you every step of the way? Some of you know that I was born in Fort Sill, Oklahoma, great God from Zion, in a dust storm, but I know that God that born me in this earth is the same God that's going to lead me on, is the same God that's going to allow me to go mile marker after mile marker till it says nope done. But along the way, great God from Zion, I got some landmarks in my life. I got some marks that let me know that God healed my body, that God turned me around, that God saved my soul, that there was a day where I trusted God with my life, where I trusted him with my soul. There's a landmark that I can say that God is the one that saved my soul, that God is the one that made me whole, that God is the one that allowed me to have salvation. As we're going up the King's Highway, let us remember that the mighty hand of God is going to be with you every step of the way. Steps might be getting a little slower now, but God has already prepared the way. Just like he sent those 40,000 troops into Jericho, God has already prepared a way. He's already giving you the victory. He's already made a way. He said he was going to prepare a place for us, and that he was coming back to receive us to himself. So we just have to keep going every mile of the way, every step of the way, knowing that God will be with us every mile and every step of the way. Thank God. Not looking at what we see, but understanding that by faith, God will bring us from labor to reward. And I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to my home in glory. Somebody said, I got a mansion not made by hand, but eternal in the heavens. God is not finished with this church. God is not finished with us. He's wanting us to continue down this path. Continue to lay down those marks. Continue to go back to the old landmark. And continue to trust. Continue to prepare the next generation. Continue to let them know that this is where God blessed me. This is where God healed my body. This is where God wiped the tears from my eyes. This is where God put a roof over my head. This is where God put food on my table. This is where God kept us collectively and individually. This is where God allowed us to see the lily of the valley. This is where God allowed us to have salvation. This is the place where God saved our soul. And as we pass it down to them, to our children, our children's children, and as we go down the highway, we'll continue to be able to point people to the mighty hand of God. That last verse of chapter 4, verse 24, says that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye may fear the Lord your God forever. His hand is mighty. His hand has the ability to make ways for us, to fight our battle, and ultimately prepare us a home, that when it is the call and ours to answer, that we'll be able to say, mighty God, with the mighty hand of God, who brought me through. And he'll carry you over that next Jordan River. That next Jordan River that will lead us from labor to reward. Understand that God has prepared and made a way for all of your life. He's been there all of your life. He's loved you and kept you all of your life. Never promised that the road would be easy. But just like he was in the midst of the Jordan, represented in the Ark of the Covenant, as they crossed through troubled waters and through many dangers seen and unseen, God was with them. Was with them, and he'll be with you. He'll be with me. Continue to lay down those old landmarks. Time that God did this. Time that God did this. Time when Uncle so-and-so got this. Time when Aunt so-and-so did this. Time when Pastor or First Lady or Deacon or member or whoever did this. These are the landmarks along the way, your testimony about what God's mighty hand has done in your life. When you begin to look back over your life, you'll truly be able to say, I've been blessed. I've got a testimony, the mighty hand of God. Stronger than anyone in this world. Leaders come and go. People come and go. But our God is an infinite God. He'll stand and his word will stand forever. So keep trusting in that mighty hand of God. Sometimes we don't see it, but when you look around and look a little deeper, you'll be able to see it was the mighty hand of God that kept me, the mighty hand of God that walked me through, the mighty hand of God that touch my body, the mighty hand of God that healed my body, the mighty hand of God that continues to make a way out of nowhere. So I thank God for you. I thank God for his church. I thank God for his church family. I thank God for his Holy Spirit. Let us know about the mighty hand of God. I want you to think about that this week, church. You go back over your life. Look at some of those landmarks where you were trusting God. Couldn't trust in nobody else. You trusted God, and God's hand, his mighty hand, brought you through. What a blessing. What a blessing. Think about that this week. All the miles you went. All the journeys you've gone through. And what God has brought you through. You'll thank him for being a mighty God. Thank him for his hand that is mighty, that can do all things but faith. God bless you today. Hope you were encouraged by this message. Go back and read the entire chapter 4 of Joshua. See how God encourages generation after generation. Ask God how he can help you to encourage generation after generation. How you can pass on the goodness of the Lord and tell people about the mighty hand of God. Wherever you are, you'll be making a difference. And when it's come their time to take leadership role and take over, just like it was time for Joshua to take over from Moses, they'll be up to the task. And they'll have their own story, their own testimony of how God's mighty hand brought them through. Amen? Amen. Thank God for you. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you. God, we thank you for truly you have blessed us through your mighty hands, through your mighty works. We thank you, God, for how you've kept our church. And we thank you for how you've blessed us individually and collectively. God, we thank you for continuing to keep roofs over our head, continuing to provide food and sustenance on our table. We thank you, God, for your spiritual food that continues to encourage us week by week. And God, we pray that everyone under the sound of my voice, that you would just continue to keep them. Continue to be with them, God. Continue to bless them, God. Continue to let them see your mighty hand and your mighty work. God, continue to show yourself strong in all of our lives, God. Oh, God, that we would know without a shadow of doubt that even in the midst of the valley, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the tribulation, that you would be with us like you were with your children in the midst of the Jordan River. Oh, God, that you would usher us safely over on dry land. And ultimately, God, you will provide us a place that is eternal in the heavens. We're looking forward to that day, God. But until then, Lord, help us to continue to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. We say to God, be the glory. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor. Call your neighbor. Let them know about the mighty hand of God. Till next Sunday, God bless you. May heaven ever smile upon you. Have an awesome Sunday.